Isang survey na kinomisyon ng industriya sa hortikultura ang nakatagpo na hindi kumakain ng sapat na gulay at prutas ang mga Australiano. Sinuri ng pag-aaral ang pagkain ng prutas at gulay ng halos 150,000 Australiano na natagpo ang karamihan ay nabibigong kumain ng rekomendadong dami nito. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni Greg Diet at Brianna Roberts. Isang survey ng halos 146,000 tao ang isinagawa ng CSIRO na nakatagpo na karamihan sa mga Australiano ay hindi kumakain ng rekomendadong 2 bahagi ng prutas at 5 bahagi ng gulay araw-araw. Sinabi ng kasamang autor ng ulat, si Professor Manny Noakes ng CSIRO, na iminungkahin ng survey na kakaunti lamang ang kumakain ng tama ayon sa rekomendasyon.
Only 1 in 5 people are meeting the recommended servings of 2 fruits and 5 vegetables a day. And that's particularly the case for people who are younger, tend to do a lot worse. And also if you're male, you tend to do a lot worse as well.
Ang survey ay kinomisyon ng Horticultural Innovation Australia, ang organisasyon sa research, development and marketing para sa mga nagtatanim ng prutas at gulay. Sinabi ng General Manager ng Pagsusuri, Marketing at Pamumuhunan, David Moore, na walang magandang dahilan kung bakit hindi naaabot ng mga Australiano ang target na pagkain.
Fruit and vegetables in Australia, when you look at them globally, are relatively cheap. We grow some of the world's safest and highest quality fruits and vegetables in Australia, and we're really quite in a privileged position. Shortages are rare. Quality is excellent, availability is excellent. So there's no real reason why every household shouldn't really try and incorporate more fruits and vegetables into their daily consumption.
Samantala, sinabi ni Rebecca Jenkins na bumaba ang kanyang timbang at ngayon ay may dagdag na siyang lakas pagkatapos damihan ang kanyang kinakaing prutas at gulay. Ayon sa kanya, hindi ito mahirap gawin.
Fast food isn't that fast. You've got to go out and you get it. You've got to wait for it. It's not hard to steam some veggies in a saucepan or whatever. And it's really, there's lots of things you can do. Just grab a bag of salad on your way home from work at the supermarket, or I go to the greengrocer and buy a box of veggies. Much, much cheaper than I can go and grab some convenient takeaway, or also called convenient takeaway.
Sinabi naman ni Professor Noakes ng CSIRO na kung gusto ng mga taong dagdagan ang kanilang kinakaing prutas at gulay, tularan lamang nila ang mga pagkaing Asyano, Griyeko at Italiano na pawang busog sa gulay.
Different ethnic styles of eating such as Asian cooking, Greek meals, some Italian meals, generally tend to have a lot more vegetables as part of the meal. And so the integration of those different ethnicities in our cuisine is a really, really positive thing. So if you're going to a Chinese restaurant, stir fry is a pretty good way of getting a lot of fruits and veggies too.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.